From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Today, the Obama administration is announcing a new approach to resolving conflicts in Sudan. It's a mixture of incentives and pressure, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The administration is trying to bring peace to Darfur, which the U.S. has described as genocide, and protect a peace agreement that ended a separate conflict between the north and south of Sudan. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the administration has come up with what she called a carefully calibrated approach.
If the parties backslide, or indeed if they stand still and do nothing to improve the status quo, they will face increased pressure from the United States and others. On the other hand, if they take the steps that they have committed to take and that they need to take, we have laid out the prospect of incentives and improvements.
Ambassador Rice would not elaborate, but made clear Sudan will only see benefits if the situation on the ground improves. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
International negotiators are meeting in Vienna to hold key talks with Iran on its nuclear program. The negotiators want to see if Iran would hand over most of its enriched uranium for processing abroad. Iran will not have enough material for nuclear weapons if it does export most of its enriched uranium. Western nations believe Tehran is seeking to build weapons, something Iran denies. Today's talks follow a meeting between six world powers and Iran earlier this month. The West says that Iran agreed to transfer the uranium to Russia and have it turned into fuel for a small research reactor. Attending today's talks are representatives from the U.S., Russia, France, Iran, and experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The mayor of Alabama's largest city goes on trial today on 60 federal counts of bribery and corruption. He is accused of accepting nearly $250,000 in exchange for funneling bond contracts to a friend. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Tanya Yacht reports.
Prosecutors say when Birmingham Mayor Larry Langford was a county commissioner, he accepted $235,000 in designer clothes, jewelry, and cash from a lobbyist. In exchange, Langford allegedly steered millions of dollars in sewer bond deals to a Montgomery investment banker. Langford maintains his innocence. He says he's been friends with the lobbyist and the banker for years and that they often lent money to each other.
How do you accept money from someone when you have a signed contract and a collateralized loan? You journalists know that, but you won't say it because it sounds so much better and it makes you look like real good journalists to say, what about it?
Both the banker and the lobbyist have pleaded guilty and will testify against Langford. If convicted, he faces hundreds of years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.
Japanese share prices closed lower today. The Nikkei average was down by 21 points or 0.2%. This is NPR News. In the week ahead on the economic calendar, key indicators and comments by top policymakers will be served up. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be speaking at a San Francisco Fed conference in Santa Barbara, California. Tomorrow, figures on September housing starts and building permits will show whether or not residential construction is gaining strength. And the Labor Department's producer price index will measure wholesale inflation. Wednesday, the Fed will release results of its Beige Book survey of conditions around the country, results of which will be reviewed by Fed policymakers at their early November meeting. The conference board's index of leading indicators will be out Thursday. On Friday, the National Association of Realtors will announce last month's existing home sales, and Bernanke will be speaking again at a Boston Fed conference on Cape Cod. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Democrats plan to meet again today behind closed doors to finalize a health care reform bill. They hope to send it to the full Senate this week. The lawmakers, along with the White House, are trying to blend five House and Senate committee versions of health care reform legislation into a bill that will pass both houses. In the Senate, the focus is on bills from the Finance Committee and the Health Committee. The Health Committee's plan includes a public option, while the Finance Committee does not. House Democrats are insisting on the government-run plan or public option. According to White House officials, President Obama still believes a government-run health care option would best meet his goals, but is not demanding that it be included. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.